You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we share about our friends at the historic Roxy Theater in Russellville, Alabama, rocking at the Roxy. They support The Mark White Show, and we support them. And right now I have on the line with me Kerry Gilbert, my friend with the KGB, as we talk about what is happening tomorrow at Rocking at the Roxy, as Mr. Lenny LeBlanc, back by popular demand, is coming back to the historic Roxy. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Kerry Gilbert.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and an honor to be on your show. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a big show for you guys. I know you did it last year. It was a huge success, and now here we have another opportunity to have Lenny LeBlanc. How does this make you feel to have Rocking at the Roxy with Lenny LeBlanc being the special guest?
Well, it's a great feeling. Lenny and I are really close friends, and to have someone of his degree, I guess, musical degree, is quite an honor to have him. And he's a legendary musician that's known all over the world.
And you were sharing some of that with me, Kerry, about his presence when it comes to, say, Africa, and then all the way back to the 70s when you talk about his level of degree when it comes to where he's at in the music business. He has been in the music business for a very long time.
Yes, he has. Lenny he grew up in Florida, and he found major success in the 70s. And like I said, over in Africa, he's played to a million seated venue, actually, but they probably stand, but it'll hold a million people, he told me last year. That's pretty amazing. A million people there. He said it was like a sea of people as far as you could see. But yeah, Lenny, we're lucky to have him, and he's a great asset here in the Northwest Alabama area, and so thankful he's agreed to come back to the show.
How many do we hold there at the historic Roxy?
I think it's close to 600, somewhere in that ballpark.
And what was the turnout the last time Lenny LeBlanc was there?
You know, that was I believe it was last June. It was a large crowd. I think the lower section was almost full. Of course, it was our first show back after COVID had shut us down the second time. And so people were eager and anxious to get out, I think. And Lenny was a great one to return to the show at the Roxy. And I don't know, it's 300 or 400 maybe. I don't know. I have no idea how many people are there. I got a good idea from the Arts Council members each time, but yeah, it was a great shot in the arm for us and our show.
Well, and that kicked off the series again, and we have been part of that as of late to be able to promote Rocking at the Roxy and this special event that you have there in Russellville, Alabama to support the Franklin County Arts Council. Let's talk about the Arts Council and what they do in Franklin County, Alabama.
Yes. This year marks the KGB's 14th year to play the monthly show there at the Roxy. And the Arts Council are to be credited and commended for providing a family-oriented show for a little bit of money. The tickets are only $10 and $5 for kids. And it's affordable. And like I said, it's a clean show that the entire family can enjoy. But the Arts Council, I thank them so very much for continuing this production every month. They have other shows there, too, through the year, you know. And that's not affiliated with my show, but they have other events. They just had a Broadway show a couple of weeks ago where area kids and older folks can join in and get on stage and sing and act. And they have a great pretender show every year during the Watermelon Festival. Or maybe it's the Handy Festival. I need to get my facts straight on that. But anyway, they'll advertise it on social media coming up. Or if someone would like to impersonate, say, Hank Williams or Elvis or whatever, they'll have probably 30 to 40 people on the show and get up and sing a song or play a song. You know, it's pretty fun.
Well, I know that gives people an opportunity to display their talents and their abilities, and that's nice. I was able to enjoy the Christmas show in December as Miss Ritter's class was able to present their songs. And yesterday I was talking to Ginger Eatman, and she is from Marion County. She is the SNAP Ed educator there in the area. She was talking about teaching kids gardening. And so when we teach kids skills, and when it comes to the singing part and entertaining part, it teaches them how to speak in public, to not be so nervous and awkward. I know that was something that I had to get over as a young person, but if we're teaching young people certain skills, we're helping to advance them in their lives and be even more successful because we're allowing them to expand on their talents.
Well, that's a great program, and I commend her for having that. You know, communication is a great quality. If you're a good communicator, that's a great quality to have in life as people get out of high school and get into the adult world. communication is key, you know, to learn how to communicate with your employers and other people. That's a wonderful trait to have.
Well, you know, Kerry, I was at church last night, and I was telling, well, we were at the supper table last night before church, and I was telling a family about my grandfather, and we were talking about the fact that he would have me in the back of the building shaking hands and acknowledging people. And I don't know that it necessarily came naturally to me, but for him to take me in the way that he did, then it opened up that part of me. So here we are today now with a radio show and being able to do this, but it took somebody saying, okay, Mark, you need to shake hands and you need to look people in the eye and you need to tell them hello and be cordial to them.
That's true. That was great that he had you doing that at a young age. It paid off. You're a great communicator and do good things, you know, and I commend you.
How is Lenny doing right now? Is he excited about coming to Russellville? Is he already there? How does he get to Russellville, Alabama?
Yeah. Lenny lives in Florence with his wife, Sherry.
That's what I thought.
So he is excited about coming. We talk just about every week by text or phone, a call. But, yes, he's excited. He's bringing a guitarist who's also another good friend of mine, Scott Todd. He's one of the best guitarists in the Shoals area. He's one of those unsung talents, you know, that not many people know about, one of the background side stage type of musicians, you know.
I tell you what,
an accompanist,
Kerry.
Accompanist, I guess you could say.
Yes.
That's a hard word to say.
Accompanist. It is a hard word. I'm not even going to try accompanist.
Say it 10 times.
Accompanist. I don't even know. I don't know that I've used that word in my entire life. I've always come up with something, the helper, the side helper. Good stuff. And we're going to, before we go into a second break, I want to make sure that people know what we're talking about. Rocking at the Roxy, happening tomorrow, featuring the KGB with special guest Lenny LeBlanc. It's downtown Russellville. Doors will open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. And tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Adults are $10. Kids 6 to 12 are $5. And under 6 years old is free. And Kerry, if you'll hang in with me, we'll go into another segment and we'll talk some more about Rocking at the Roxy. We'll talk more about the historic Roxy Theater, okay?
Wonderful. Also, Mark, I want to add that tickets are available at the door.
Excellent.
Starting at 6. Yeah.
Folks, I hope
we'll take a little break.
Excellent. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show as we talk to Mr. Kerry Gilbert with the KGB. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about Rocking at the Roxy, which is happening tomorrow night in Russellville, Alabama at the historic Roxy Theater. I have on the line with me Kerry Gilbert with the KGB to share about this special event as they welcome special guest Lenny LeBlanc. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Kerry.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Always glad to have you, Kerry. And as we talk about the historic Roxy Theater, what are some things that people should know about the history of this theater?
Well, the theater was opened in 1949. And a little personal history that's really special to me is in 1955, like the early 55, my mom and dad met there on a blind date. And they were soon married in June the same year after Mom graduated high school in 55. So it has a lot of special meaning to me personally. It's where I saw my first movie on the big screen. My dad took me there, and I saw Gone with the Wind. And I was hooked on the history there of the war between the states. You know, I really, really was bitten, you know, by that Civil War bug there, you know, at the Roxy Theater. But yeah, it's a wonderful mainstay in our town and county here in Russellville. There was a time, I think, back in the 80s where the theater was vacant, and Buddy Rogers bought the building, and he was a lawyer here in Russellville. And later on, he donated it to the Franklin County Arts Council. And it's just a wonderful thing, the way they have renovated and restored that historic building. It's one of the few Art Deco theaters left in the state. And it's just an honor to play there, you know. And as I said in the first segment, this will be our KGB's 14th year playing monthly at the Roxy.
For you, Kerry, when did you decide that you wanted to take the path of being a singer musician?
It started back in high school. I was in the RHS Singers and Dancers performing group, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And being on stage in a trio or quartet type setting there, singing a cappella songs, I really enjoyed that. And then after I graduated in 85, one of my former high school singing buddies in the choir asked me, did I want to form a quartet and go to the WHNT-TV talent contest over in Huntsville. So we learned a couple of songs quickly and went over, and four of us, Kelly Cole, Trent Stevenson, Alan Kitterman, and myself went over there. And we didn't win, but they gave us a special invitation to go over to Memphis to the Mid-South Fair and compete. And so we did that, and we decided we wanted to stick together and put a band together a couple of months later. And Joey Holmes joined the band. He goes by Joe now. But anyway, Alan left the band. It got to be too busy for him with his work and everything. So he left the band. We hired on Joe Holmes. And Rockin' and Rollin', Mountain Breeze played quite a few shows from 1985 to 1991 regionally in the Southeast. And then in 92, I put together a self-contained group which became known as the KGB. But I really enjoy entertaining and hopefully brightening someone's day by a song or a funny joke on stage, or I want them to leave there feeling better than they did when they arrived.
That's wonderful, Carrie. And as we know, that can certainly help someone who maybe is down and out or feeling pretty low at some point, that music can help lift people up. And there's certain songs I know that impact people, maybe something that they remember or recall from a better place in their life. And so I know that that can certainly have a powerful effect on people who are listening. And I know that that brings you a lot of joy.
It certainly does. Of course, as the old saying goes, we don't do it for the money because there's not much money in it. But you do it for the love of the music and the love of the people, you know. I just love to entertain.
Well, people are going to be entertained tomorrow night by the KGB and Lenny LeBlanc as the special guest at the historic Roxy Theater. And we're very excited about this coming to Russellville, Alabama. And I know it helps the community when you have events like this. And we want as many people to support this as possible to show that there is an appreciation for this side of the art world.
Yes, we're looking forward to it, Mark. I wanted to tell the folks, of course, everyone knows who Lenny LeBlanc is. And if they don't, they know his songs. And I wanted to expand a little bit on his career. If you wanted to do that, maybe another segment, or do it now, whatever you want to do.
You go right ahead, Carrie. That'll be great.
Well, Lenny, as I said, moved here from Florida to the Muscle Shoals. He has a group, a duo, LeBlanc and Carr. They were on numerous television appearances in the 70s, including Dick Clark's American Bandstand and the Midnight Special. And then a national tour with Lynyrd Skynyrd was on in the books. And an interesting note is, in 1977, shortly after their tour with Lynyrd Skynyrd began, tragedy hit the Skynyrd band, you know, and the infamous plane crash. And luckily, Lenny and Pete Carr were not on that plane with them. They had all been offered a 2 seats, but Lenny and Pete opted to travel on the bus with the band. And so luckily, they're still here with us. But that crash put the LeBlanc Carr plans on hold. And so after that, Pete Carr left the duo in the band. And so Lenny carried it on a bit more. And Lenny's repertoire of famous people that he has worked with is amazing. I jotted a few down before we got started on this interview. And Lenny has worked with the Temptations, Hank Williams Jr., Joan Baez, Andy Williams, Etta James, Carl Perkins, Mac Davis, Roy Orbison, the Supremes, and many more. He's done quite a bit of work with those artists, but he's won Dove Awards. One contemporary Christian music hit that he is well known for is the song Above All. And I think he told me last year, we were talking one day, and that song has been recorded over 300 times by 300 different artists. The song There Is None Like You is a well-known song in the contemporary Christian music world. Then he had a big, huge number one hit with the country band Sawyer Brown, a song called Treat Her Right. And he co-wrote that song with the late and great Ava Aldridge. And he also wrote a song that was a huge hit for Mac McAnally called You First. But Lenny's a great man and an humble man who is grateful for what God has blessed him with, and he's so thankful for that. But I want folks to come out and meet Lenny, and you'll be glad you did. He's a legendary megastar. And like I said earlier, he's a huge star over in Africa, where a million people will come out to one of his concerts. That's pretty amazing.
And as you mentioned, people can purchase tickets at the door in addition to going to Eventbrite.com. So they can just come up to the door there at the historic Roxy Theater in Russellville, Alabama, get their ticket, go inside and enjoy the KGB and Lenny LeBlanc.
Yes, nice air-conditioned building, and they have refreshments for sale there, soft drinks and popcorn, and it's a nice place. I really want folks to come out and experience a KGB show at the historic Roxy Theater.
And that's happening tomorrow night. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. Again, tickets available at eventbrite.com or just go to the door. Adults $10, kids 6 to 12, $5, 6 and under are free. Downtown Russellville, rocking at the Roxy. And Kerry Gilbert, it's always great to have you here on the show to share about what you all are doing there in Franklin County, Alabama.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be a guest on your show. And I appreciate what you do for the area. You promote good things, and what is your slogan you use? I can't come to mind right now.
Find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Yes, that's it. I love that. That's wonderful. And you do, you help people find their purpose in life and make a difference in others' lives. And I appreciate you for that. And I sure do love you, brother.
Love you too, my friend. Today is what we have, and tomorrow we have Rocking at the Roxy if we're so blessed to do that.
Lord willing, we'll see y'all there.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Mr. Kerry Gilbert, the KGB, Lenny LeBlanc, Rocking at the Roxy, the historic Roxy Theater, and Franklin County Arts Council. If this show is making an impact on your life, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around this country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and I imagine you can go over and follow the Roxy. It's the historic Roxy Theater on Facebook as well. Jump on there, and the KGB, so jump on those pages and join them as well. And you can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.